I'm Pat Callahan.
And I'm Joe Torti, and today on a Putting on the Fitz edition of This Week in Pro Football.
The NFC South tour continues for 1-0 Philly as the Eagles face the suddenly competitive Tampa Bay Bucks.
Ryan Fitzpatrick lit up the Saints for 5 touchdowns last week. Are the Birds catching this streakiest of quarterbacks at the worst time?
So what did we learn in Week 1? Joey and I sort through last week's tea leaves and make a few educated guesses.
Sal Pal on those fitful Steelers, Chris Harris on Week 1 hissy fits, and the pick segment is Fitz Magic right now on This Week in Pro Football.
This Week in Pro Football.
Don't make me sock you.
This Week in Pro Football.
Leave it up. Play it on 3. 1, 2, 3.
The hardest hitting football show in Philadelphia.
Expert guests.
Featuring weekly correspondent Sal Palantonio, taking you inside the Eagles and the entire NFL.
You come with four, you play with trust, you play with confidence, and you play physical.
It's This Week in Pro Football.
Are you ready for some football?
And now, Pat Callahan.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to This Week in Pro Football, week number 2. Alongside the great Joe Torti. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning, Pat. How you doing today?
All right, we got to get Joey into that intro because he's already raising hell with me because his name always has to come first, and we're going to work that out, Joe, I promise. All right? But welcome, everybody, to This Week in Pro Football, week number 2. Tyler Zuli is behind the glass here on 97.5. The Fanatic, Joey, we got a little truncated show today. My alma mater is crowding us out at 11:45. I'm sure they're ready to play another great game. They're at Maryland. So we have to get ready for that. So we got to talk in clipped and concise phrases today in order to get all this content in.
Right? Okay, good. Now let's get the social out of the way first. At Joe Torti, at TWIPF Pat.
Right.
And you can also check out the podcast of This Week in Pro Football on 97.5thefanatic.com.
Thank you very much for that. Of course, we got Sal Powell at the top of the hour. We'll have Chris Harris at the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour for a quick fantasy segment because, you know, it's funny, Joe. You know, in hockey, it's, you know, a guy's got a lower body injury, all that stupid nonsense they do. You know, they'll tell you what's wrong with a guy. I don't know if football's heading this way or not. We're going to have to talk to Harris because, yeah, this Aaron Rodgers injury is way more well guarded than anything because out of Washington D.C. That's for sure.
And I thought that injuries would be more clear now than they've ever been because of the gambling. The fact that that's the only reason that injury reports even exist to begin with, but it's going the other way.
I know. And ProFootballTalk.com, and I might mention this to Sal to see if he has any thoughts about it, or even Chris. For that matter, because they actually did a story on it and it's just what you say, that the league's supposed to publish injury information, and it's got to be way more concise than it is with Rodgers. The Packers are clearly not saying what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, now they eliminated the probable category, so now it's just questionable. Well, who knows what that means anymore about whether a player's going to play or not. And, yeah, you get the feeling that insider guys know, and we don't.
And that's always been true. It's just getting to be more true. Like, if you work with college teams and you work with pro teams, eventually you see it's like, yeah, that guy's never going to show up on the injury report, but he was never, ever going to play. We'll just say that it's a coach's decision, whatever. This kind of stuff happens all the time. I just thought that maybe, just maybe, there'd be a chance that this happened less instead of happening more. But you're going to start seeing some of these mysterious lower body, injuries.
I know. Not good. There's just too much money, too much fantasy, especially the fantasy angle. There's only about 50 million fantasy players in the country anymore, and they all want to know if the guy's going to play. So, I mean, the NFL better be careful there. But, all right, so anyway, that's just a little aside. Now we get to the Week 2 lineup. And, Joe, you know, Week 2, Philadelphia wins their opening game. Now they're going to Tampa to face a 1-0 Bucks team. So, Chris, we're going to talk about that game. I also want to talk, though, in this hour and 45 minutes about the teams that face the dreaded 0-2, and there's about a half dozen of them, and it's always funny how out of the gate nobody wants to go to 0-2. And there's some teams, including two NFC East teams, that play at 4:25 Sunday, the Giants at the Cowboys, and one of those teams is going 0-2.
And a lot of times people point out that just from the trend standpoint, I know the Saints start out 0-2 all the time and make the playoffs, but they're the anomaly. It's right. So rare that you see an 0-2 team get there. So you could potentially see one of these teams effectively eliminated already 2 weeks in.
That's right. We're going to do some quick Week 1 overreactions. I'm going to hit Joe Torti with some typical overreactions to Week 1, see what he thinks about them. Is this the best Eagle team of the Super Bowl era? I know they got the hardware to prove it. And I know if that's your definition, this debate's already over. But I was just thinking about that, whether this team, which is a very, very good team, are they as good as, say, that 91 or 92 team of the I guess that wasn't the end of the Buddy, right? I think Buddy was gone by then. But, you know, the team that won the year they lost Randall and they had that just excellent defense.
Right.
Excellent defense that just killed everybody. They had a lot of talent on that team.
They sure did.
And, you know, so is this really the best team of the Super Bowl era in Philadelphia? I think the preponderance of the evidence will say yes, I guess, huh?
And if you are hesitant to believe it, it's an argument that I made at one point, and I didn't necessarily believe this, but my assignment was to defend something unpopular. And I said, Pedro Martinez is the best pitcher of all time. Why? Pedro Martinez was the best and most dominant pitcher of the hardest era ever to be a good pitcher because of the steroid era. You could say the same thing about this Philadelphia Eagles defense. This is probably the best Eagles defense in the hardest time ever to play defense.
That's fair to say. That's fair, because that is clearly a difference between a team in 1991 and a team in 2018. It's right. The offense is doubled up in terms of its ability to move the ball down the field. So that's a good point there. So interesting thought. Now let's get to this game tomorrow. Just a quick word here. Tim McManus had a piece on ESPN.com. Called Tampa Special, how Nick Foles nearly became a Buccaneers quarterback. I didn't know that it came down to either Philadelphia or Tampa when Nick Foles was looking for a home in 2017.
Yeah, I read that story. Turns out that it was just the comfort level with the city, raising kids here. His wife liked it here and everything else. But can you imagine how the story would have been different if Ryan Fitzpatrick ends up here instead and Nick Foles heads down to Tampa? Maybe there is no victory parade. Who knows?
I don't know. That's an interesting one there, because I mean, now we segue right into Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's one of the streakiest quarterbacks ever. And, you know, did you know that Ryan Fitzpatrick had the highest Wunderlich score ever recorded by an NFL quarterback?
Well, you know, he went to Harvard, right? Yes. They never tell you that on the game broadcast.
No, that's hard to believe. he's really an oddball when it comes to that. He's the first quarterback to throw four touchdowns in a game with five different teams. So he's such a streaky quarterback. Last week he just lit New Orleans up. Now, I don't know what the Saints were doing defensively. They took a big step back from last year's team. I imagine they'll get that shit righted. But Fitzpatrick, Joe, to me, is just as capable of coming out tomorrow and putting up a 10-for-24 clunker with three picks, one which is run back for a touchdown. You know what I mean? I think that number, 3 points, is, to me, one of the biggest week one overreactions.
Yeah, I would agree with you. The fact is that I think every time Ryan Fitzpatrick has a really good game, the league roots for the guy, and football fans root for the guy, so that overreaction happens. As I was breaking down this game, the similarities, actually, between Fitzpatrick and Foles, I know that Fitzpatrick's been around a little longer, they're kind of spooky. With like how they were both thinking about quitting football, come back, have a career renaissance, everything else. The fact they bounced around, been good in some systems, bad in others, it's amazing.
He's played for, I think, seven teams. He's a 14-year career. Drafted a seventh-round draft pick by the Rams out of Harvard, as Joe said. Career 177 touchdowns, 136 picks. He's had 4 years where he had more interceptions thrown than touchdowns.
Wow.
I mean, he is a bizarro quarterback. He never hesitates to sling the ball. I mean, he's going to try and fit it somewhere. So as cagey a defense as Philadelphia has, and as much talent as I think they have more talent in the secondary now than they did even last year, they could be in for a nice day tomorrow, because he is going to put that ball up.
I always say he'll give you the ball if you ask nicely. You have to give him the proper opportunities to turn the ball over, because sometimes if it's one-on-one coverage, things like he has a lot of faith in his wide receivers, he's got a big arm, he's an accurate deep ball thrower, those are all things you need to watch out for. But asking him to go over the middle and things like that, that's where you can do some damage.
610-632-0975 is the number here. Please get in here and chime in. Talk about this game tomorrow. Whether the Eagles, is this the best team of the Super Bowl era for Philadelphia? And you know, we didn't do our picks last week. You know, like for the season. You think there's any worth? You think it's worthwhile doing that? Do you have teams picked out that you think are going to win the NFC and AFC?
Absolutely. And there's nothing that we saw last week to change those picks. So I'm still in. I'm game if you're game.
Yeah, it's funny. We'll have to do that because. Yeah, we can even look smarter now 1 week in. That's right.
More information.
But Philadelphia is only a 3-point number, Joe, tomorrow against this team. I think that's an awful low number. I do. I think, yeah, the Eagles have had 10 days off now to prepare for this game. They're the defending champs. They know what they're doing. You know, they don't have any disadvantage in terms of, you got two second string quarterbacks playing. Usually the Eagles are always the one with the second stringer, and the other team's got their starter, and that's not even the case tomorrow. I just think there's a little too much hype over what the Bucs did last week in New Orleans.
And not only that, the stats after Nick Foles has a bad game are staggering. Like, Nick Foles might have the best ability to bounce back of anyone ever in the NFL. When you look at his games where he has a game passer rating under 70, he bounces back with an average passer rating of 111. So, I mean, this is a guy who can come back in a big way, and Tampa Bay might be due for that, by the way.
Well, Nick was not strong. He wasn't great against Atlanta last week. But, I mean, the whole team wasn't. But like you and I talked about last week, it was more or less their preseason condensed into three quarters.
Right.
And then they seemed to hit their stride a little bit. I think you could see a lot of Jay Ajayi tomorrow. I mean, I think he's a really, really good running back. And usually good things happen when he gets the ball. I'd like to see a good dose of him. I don't think Tampa's particularly strong in the defensive line. So I think Philadelphia has a lot of options tomorrow to keep the ball in Tampa Bay territory.
You don't even think they'll be able to slow him down with the likes of Vinnie Curry and Bo Allen joining the ranks down there? Wow, Patton. How quickly you turn on the guys.
How quickly I forget is right. You are right about that. But those guys are getting a little dated now, don't you think?
A little bit.
Vinnie Curry, yeah.
And they're getting paid starter money when they were part-time, bit players here. So, yeah. I get that the Bucs are trying to emulate the defensive line rotation, but I don't know if it's possible to duplicate what the Eagles are doing right now with the likes of those guys.
I think the Saints were guilty last week, Joe, perhaps of reading some clippings. I think it happens. They start the regular season at home. Everybody's talking up the Saints, and they're going to win that NFC South, and they're going to be a major player in the NFC. And I think they just got caught off guard by a guy who just slings the ball all over the yard, and he was hitting them. And I think it unnerved them. And next thing you know, you're down. I mean, they were way down in that game before Breeze, who, thank God, is my fantasy quarterback, padded his stats in the fourth quarter and rang up a 340-yard, three-touchdown day. But that's not indicative, I think, of how either team's going to play. I think it's going to be hard for the Bucs to get out of the cellar in the NFC South because it's a very good division. And I just think of Philadelphia, they'll take the early punch. Everybody's going to be fired up for this game. Tampa 1-0, and if the Eagles just take that first quarter punch and don't flinch, then I think talent should win out.
Now, let me ask you something. If Ryan Fitzpatrick plays well against the Eagles, win or lose, and then plays well again next week, is there anything to think about in Tampa with hanging on to Fitz instead of putting Jameis Winston back in the starting lineup?
I think if you don't put Winston in, you're really going to injure him then. Now, he's coming up. I think the Buccaneers are going to have the chance to say goodbye to him at the end of this year. I believe that. I think I got that right. So that's a good question. I probably would still go back to him. I'm not – come on. You don't have enough tape on Fitzpatrick. I just can't believe after 14 years, all of a sudden he's going to morph into a bona fide starting quarterback. So I would probably still go back to Winston because at some point Fitz is going to lose you a game and a couple. So why not just leave him on the bench? He's comfortable there. He knows what his role is. I would swap him out. Winston looked very good in the preseason. Maybe he's learned some kind of a lesson, and he could be a guy that still could be your future.
It's possible, and that's what they drafted him for, certainly. Let's go to the phones now. Keith in Bucks County leads things off. Keith, you're on This Week in Pro Football.
Hello.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
First of all, there's no way on God's green earth that Ryan Fitzpatrick is going 20 for 26, 400 some odd yards or four touchdowns against this defense. New Orleans is nowhere near the defense the Eagles are. They were nowhere near the Eagles' defense last year when everybody thought they actually had a decent defense. As far as what the Eagles can do, that offensive line is the best in football. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And if you give Foles time, he will pick you apart. And with that secondary as banged up as it is, and let's not forget, they gave up 40 points, for crying out loud. They scored 48, but they gave up 40. I don't think the Bucs score 40 the rest of the year. And I don't think Ryan Fitzpatrick throws for 200 yards tomorrow.
Wow, 200. It's a low bar there, Keith, huh?
I don't think they do it. They have, listen, they have Evans and they have Deshaun Jackson, who is questionable. I don't know if he's playing or not. I didn't see any injury reports. But the bottom line here is the Eagles have shown a propensity to be able to shut down big game receivers. They do not allow them to score points. They allow them to catch the ball, but they don't score points. Case in point, Julio Jones, who's as good as anybody that Tampa has. And how many touchdowns does Julio Jones have against the Eagles? I think that's a good
thing. Keith, it's a good point. Thanks for the phone call. He's bad at scoring touchdowns. Yeah. We can say it now. Julio Jones is objectively bad at scoring touchdowns. He scored 3 last season. Mike Evans scored 3 the game, right?
I know.
Like, that's, I mean, or A.J. Yeah, Green did. He's at 2.
A.J. Green, yeah.
But holy cow, I don't know. These guys are touchdown makers. By the way, you can book Deshaun Jackson's playing. He always plays against the Eagles and plays really well.
Yeah. But that's just, I mean, Julio tore the Eagles up last week. Let's be objective about that. He didn't score any touchdowns, but I think he had like a buck 80.
Yeah, so, I mean, tripped over the 10-yard line going in, by the way.
So that qualifies as a pretty good game. But I don't think that Keith is right in that they don't have a Julio Jones. I mean, I think Mike Evans, he's good, really good receiver, but I know he disappeared on me last year. So I'm not sold on Mike Evans at all. It's all going to be about fits. And I just can't believe, Joe, he's going to pull this off 2 weeks in a row. Now, he might, but he's a streaky quarterback. And like I said, just get through the first quarter. If it's 7-7 at the end of the quarter, whatever it is, I think the Eagles can grind them down and get out of there with a win. I think, you're going to have your usual 20,000 Eagle fans there anyway, right?
You know? And the other part of it is I always like, bringing up the actual outside matchups and which corners are facing which wide receivers or whatever. But this Eagles team makes it boring. Because those matchups almost don't matter. Because it's like, well, the defensive line's going to wreck the entire game plan anyway. So whatever they try to do, running or passing, it's not going to look as good as they want it to. So, I mean, that's the matchup that I'm looking at. Can that Tampa offensive line do anything to even moderately slow down the tide of the Eagles' pass rush? Nobody's been able to do it yet.
Yeah. I don't know. And they're a passing team. Their running game is completely nondescript. So I don't see the Eagles being terribly concerned about, Peyton Barber or whoever else is going to be back there. I don't see it. So I just think Philly just needs to just avoid that 60-yard rainbow that he's capable of putting up. And as you said, like Deshaun Jackson grabs it and goes backwards into the end zone. They just avoid that kind of monster play. I think they're significantly better than Tampa by them more than 3 points.
So the line does not concern you in the least.
Well, of course, when we get to that dreaded pick segment, which of course I was 3-0 bags.
Oh, yeah,
you were a very respectable 2-1.
I don't respect it. That's my respectful entry into this week in pro football. Right. I'll give you one. I'll spot you 1 week one. No more mercy the rest of the week.
That's fine by me. But I as you can tell from the way I've been talking, the Eagles will make an appearance on my side of the pick segment because I just think that's an easy spread for them. They're not much respect being shown there for the Super Bowl champs against a team that to me is a sub 500 team. So. I think, the Eagles, I don't see them being overconfident. It's only week two. They're still going to be fired up to play. I think Foles will be the biggest variable.
Sure.
I mean, if you don't want Bad Nick to show up again. And as long as he's in control and he doesn't do anything silly, then I think they're clearly the superior team.
Pat, I would argue that offensively they have nothing to be overconfident about. Like defensively, you might see some overconfidence because they've earned it, dating back to last season through the preseason, and it showed up again against Atlanta. Offensively, they looked bad. Zach Ertz didn't look good. Dallas Goedert coughs one up that ends up being an interception in addition to not being there in the end zone. I mean, Nick Foles didn't have his offensively, they were bad. Darren Sproles was bad. They're going to look into having a bigger game here against Tampa.
610-632-0975. About one or two. We got a minute before I roll out this trivia question. A couple of week one overreactions. I want you to tell me, do you think there's any substance to these, Joe, or do you think it's just a typical week one hysteria?
Okay.
Number one, the Steelers are in some trouble. Now, this seems to come out every year when Pittsburgh puts together one of their usual idiot road games. And they should have lost last week against Cleveland. Only the Browns. I've been talking on this show forever about how losing teams will always find a way to lose. In this case now, I got to say lose or tie. Because only the Browns could pick a ball off in overtime and trundle all the way down to the other team's 10-yard line and get a ridiculous blocking the back penalty, moves him back to the 30, and they end up getting a field goal blocked. But do you see any type of warning signs in Pittsburgh?
100% warning signs, zero panic. I mean, I expect an upgraded Browns defense to give a team on that struggles on the road all the time trouble on the road. That's exactly what I expected to see. I think that now their antennas are up. The Steelers are going to be paying attention now.
Why does Pittsburgh struggle so mightily in road games?
It's amazing to me.
I don't know.
I think the biggest disparity is quarterback play. For some reason, home Ben is a world beater and road Ben is a dude. He's just another guy out there. I don't know why they can't get that figured out. I have no idea. I thought that maybe it would change with the new offensive coordinator, but so far it looks like, you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
All right. The Buffalo Bills are one of the worst NFL teams ever.
I'll say it today. Right here on this show, number one pick in the NFL draft, no question about it. Absolute stone cold lead pipe lock.
Yeah, they did look. They looked terrible last week against the Ravens. I mean, you let the Ravens put up a 40 spot on you. You know you got a terrible team. I mean, on both sides of the ball, and that's exactly what they did. And I don't understand it. I mean, that team, I thought they made the playoffs last year. They made the playoffs. And tore the team apart, starting all over again, traded away their starting quarterback and starting over an aging LeSean McCoy who doesn't even want to be there, I'm sure. They have nothing.
It looks like Terod was the problem, right?
Yeah, that's right.
The problem.
That's right.
We'll get to more of this coming up. We'll step aside for a brief break. This is This Week in Pro Football on 97.5, The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5, The Fanatic. You love your weekly dose of Sal, pal. Tuesdays at 5:15 with Mikey Miss. Now get an hour of the nation's leading football expert on the Sal, pal Football Hour. Get the insights and breaking birds news that only Sal, pal can deliver. Join us for a special Monday night edition of the Sal, pal Football Hour. This Monday at 6. Live from Joe Canals in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Presented by Treasury Wine Estates. Featuring 19 Crimes Wine. Join 19 Crimes for a special sampling. The Sal, pal Football Hour is only on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
I need to build my dreams, to grab some grub, to pay with ease, to get a loan, to use my hands, a place to chill, a bank I can trust.
Whether you need to pay for lunch, transfer some funds, or improve your home, Tompkins Vist Bank has the mobile tools you need to make it easy. And since we're local, you can depend on us to treat you like friends and to support the community where you live. Tompkins Vist Bank, your local, mobile, remarkable community bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
Pat Callahan from This Week in Pro Football. Philadelphia sports teams know all about being powerful. But when the power of a violent storm disrupts electric service to your home or business, it's time to look to the power of a Honda generator. And our friends at Norris Sales Company can deliver the best prices and the best service on reliable Honda generators. These portable gas-powered generators all have Honda's legendary four-stroke commercial-grade engines. Honda engines have long been recognized as the industry leader in providing reliable, quiet, and fuel-efficient power and come with a 3-year limited warranty. Norris Sales Company offers the full line of rugged Honda generators from 1,000 watts all the way to 10,000 watts, available for sale and select models for rent. For construction companies, Norris Sales Company offers the full line of Honda dewatering and construction pumps, also available for sale or rent. Visit Norris Sales Company in Conshohocken, PA, or Sycamore, New Jersey. Also visit online at norrissales.com or call 800-457-RENT.
College comes quickly, so why wait until the season's upon you to start tackling college costs? Unlock college savings early through your Park Bank account. With our college tuition rewards program, parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles earn points redeemable to reduce tuition costs at participating colleges and universities. Find more details and product restrictions at parkbank.com. That's Park with an E. Or call us toll-free at 866-727-5325 to experience a return to banking. Member FDIC.
Want to save money on your energy bill? Try switching to UGI Energy Services. We're your local partner for energy planning and budgeting with sound purchasing advice and pricing directly from us, not through a broker or third party. We believe in building honest relationships with our customers, and it starts with competitive energy rates. To take control of your energy bill, partner with a natural gas and electric provider you can trust. Visit UGIEnergyServices.com.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Every night is family night on PHL 17.
Dre, I just got the best news.
The newest addition to PHL 17 is none other than Black-ish. Join Dre, Bo, and the rest of the family as they bring you the last five nights a week at 6 and 9:30.
How about I give you $100 if you take mommy?
$200, and you agree not to have any more children.
Okay, that's a decision I have. No.
Be sure to check out Black-ish weeknights at 6 and 9:30 on
PHL 17, your home for Black-ish five nights a week.
Hey, Philly, Jenkintown's favorite family is on the move. Catch the Goldbergs weeknights at 7:30 and now at 9. We're in primetime.
That's right, Adam. Jenkintown's own Goldbergs will now be in primetime five nights a week.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Oh, that is so typical. Why would I ever expect my own husband's support?
That sounds like an idea even Murray can get behind.
Did you hear what I said? It's not a bad idea.
Be sure to catch the Goldbergs weeknights at 7:30 and 9
on PHL 17.
Don't miss the Fall RV Show and Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, September 14th through the 16th. Huge discounts on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Top trade values and special finance rates. Gloucester Premium Outlets, exit 7B, Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
I feel like I need a change.
It's fall at JCPenney. Get up to 50% off on select women's fashion.
I want a new blouse.
And spend $50, earn $10 in JCPenney bonus bucks.
Oh, and I need a new blazer for the office.
Add a skirt for the perfect day and night look.
I love it.
Find looks to love now and wear now at JCPenney. And get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 9/13 to 9/16. Coupon required. Subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com/bonusbucks for details.
Catch Birds game day action every week live from Sugar House Casino, starting with the Fanatic pregame show with Trey Thomas and Devon Givens. Watch the game on the big screen with me, Eitan Shander, dollar hot dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, free parking, and more. For more info, 975thefanatic.com. You must be 21.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head, so you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Get your PhD in back to school from Staples. Today's lesson, one stop is greater than two. Staples has everything for back to school at low prices and always in stock. So no going store to store to get everything on your list. And right now, Staples Standard View 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92 and a 12-pack of number 2 pencils is only 75 cents. Get your degree in back to school today at your local Staples, the back to school specialty store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/15/18. In-store only, limit 30.
Sports Talk for Haynesport and all of Burlington County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
All right. Callahan and Joey Torti here on This Week in Pro Football. 97.5. The Fanatic. Yeah, but Joe and I were just talking. The new coaches went 0-7 in their coaching debuts last week. None of those teams looked any good at all.
So, it was spectacular fashion.
This is not what you'd call, I think, a sterling group of new coaches in the league this year, Joey, huh?
And you know what? I think that we've all been taught a lesson. Like, we jumped to judgment with Doug Peterson early on and thinking that maybe this guy's not the guy, and then they round him to form. But, man, oh, man, when you see the success that, like, Sean McVay had, you're like, all right, well, maybe some team's going to do that this year. Doesn't look that way.
Yeah, everybody saw that video go viral, I guess, of Sean McVay with his total recall he has of plays from 3-5 years ago or whatever, stuff like that. Which team do you think took the bigger jump in terms of a head coach? The Rams went from Jeff Fisher, who's one of my all-time NFL dweebs, in my opinion. he's in that Sam Bradford school of stealing money. They went from Jeff Fisher to Sean McVay. I think McVay is a seriously good coach, and it's going to be for a number of years. And the Eagles went from, they went from our boy Chip Kelly to Doug Peterson. Which team do you think took the bigger leap?
Well, you could easily say that it's the Eagles because they won the Lombardi Trophy. However, what I will say is that at least Chip Kelly is coaching somewhere. Jeff Fisher's not coaching anywhere. So for that reason, I'll say the bigger upgrade probably happened in L.A.
I think the bigger upgrade happened in L.A. too. I do. I mean, I like Doug. He's an excellent coach. But I think in terms of pure upgrade, the Rams went from Z to A. There's not, in my opinion, that's why they ended up doing as well as they did last year. All right. Let's do the NFL trivia question presented by the good folks at Tompkins Bank. Tyler Zuli, please. If you see me waving frantically, you are to cut this. Whoever's looking this up, we got to cut this. So I give you the wave. I just want you to eliminate the person, okay? Because we got to get control here.
Of course we do.
All right. So here we go. I have an easy one this week. Easy. All right. And the last, all I want to know is for the $25 gift card to Philly Pretzel Factory near you, just name me over the last 2 years, 2017, 2016, name me the three quarterbacks with the most pass attempts. The last 2 years, name me the three quarterbacks most pass attempts. Pretty easy, huh, Joey?
I've got guesses.
Well, that's good of you. That's
I've
good
got
of you.
Guesses.
I guess you got about 32 of them. I guess. All right. But 610-632-0975 to win that $25 gift card to a Philly Pretzel Factory near you. And Tyler, why don't we get some music here, and we'll do the NFL preview presented by the good folks at M&T Bank as we look through the Week 2 games. Some nondescript games here, Joe. Some worth paying some attention to. Carolina is at Atlanta. Man, the Panthers are ruined on the offensive line. Why? Because I drafted Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, so it's your fault. Yeah, you and me both. I was told that Christian McCaffrey had the potential to be the highest scoring back in fantasy this year. That's why I took him, too.
You got it right. Falcons are equally banged up. I think Atlanta wins this game here.
Yeah, it's a big bounce back for them. Absolutely it is. I don't want to give it away. It might be a pick in the pick segment, but I'll say that I like Atlanta's chances.
All right. Kansas City is at Pittsburgh. This is one of the most marquee games of the week, Joe. The Chefs coming off the usual. You got September Andy, and there's nothing like September Andy. He's not to be confused with the with January Andy. They go into Pittsburgh. We just talked about the Steelers. They're a little goofy team. What do you think here?
How in the world can a team that just tied the Browns be a 4.5-point favorite over the team that just did what the Chiefs did? Yeah. Something smells screwy about this one, Pat Callahan.
Yeah, Steelers, as you pointed out, a tough out at home, though. Okay, so that's a good game at 1 o'clock tomorrow. The Minnesota's at Green Bay. Joe and I touched on this. It's funny. There's two different spreads, Joe. I texted this to you last night. If no Rodgers, Minnesota's a 7-point favorite. If Rodgers plays, Green Bay's a 2-point favorite.
That's the Rodgers factor. He's worth nine
points.
Against that defense, he's worth 9 points. That's saying something. Yeah. Minnesota's no joke this year. Truly not a joke.
I agree. I think they are one of the two biggest threats to the Eagles for sure. Minnesota's rounded. I think Minnesota wins the game if Rodgers plays or not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think so. Minnesota's they're a good team. I think they're a good team. I think the Packers are overhyped. I really do. But all right, the Giants are at Dallas, Joe. I mentioned at the start of the show, one of these teams is going 0-2, which could be death in the NFC because it's a very strong conference this year. I don't like either team. And, if I had to pick one, I'd say the Giants are a little bit better, but I think that Dallas offense is atrocious.
It's amazing how you hear Dak Prescott talk about challenge accepted when they were saying, oh, yeah, we're going to take the ball out of Zeke's hands and put it in Dak's hands. He says, oh, challenge accepted. Who's that supposed to scare at this point, Dak? Nobody. Nobody's scared of that passing attack.
Challenge accepted. That's good, Dak. No, I think that's that might be the dead last group of wide receivers in the NFL in terms of talent, pure talent. And I guess Dallas a 3-point favorite here. I don't know. It's a home field thing. I don't think that's the best Sunday night game I've ever seen. So that'll be interesting. And then Oakland is at Denver. Oakland, again, the hype machine going into that week one with Gruden back in there. I don't think it's a very good team. I think Derek Carr has seriously regressed as an NFL quarterback.
Isn't it amazing that this time last year we were still talking about Oakland as the potential AFC representative in the Super Bowl? Those conversations feel forever ago.
I know. And Denver, I don't know. I'll never drink that quarterback's Kool-Aid. I'm sorry. I can't do it. So, and I think Denver, I think they're better than Oakland. 6-point favorites, a big number, but I think Denver wins this game.
I think that if there were a game that Oakland was going to win in division, it would be this one while the hype train is still alive. So that's the only reason I think Oakland might have lifeblood in this one.
Man, they're up against Case Keenum. You gotta be kidding. They're up against
the
Case
legend.
Keenum, the legend. That's it. All right, that'll do, Tyler, for the NFL preview presented by M&T Bank. Remember, my question is out here. Let's go. That's an easy one, isn't it, Joe? Last 2 years, three quarterbacks with the most pass attempts, 610-632-0975. Joey, how about a couple more week one overreactions? You tell me yes or no. Is there substance to this or not? Sam Darnold is a future Hall of Famer.
A future Hall of Famer?
a little bit of hyperbole, but boy.
He's a future 10-year quarterback in the league because one of the biggest things that bounce back, to be able to throw a pick six and then come back and lead your team to victory and have a really good game while you're doing it, that says something to me. Right. It really does. So I'm gonna stop short of the Hall of Fame. I'm gonna say that's an overreaction. But he is a long time starting quarterback in this league.
I think what that Monday night game said to me is that the Detroit Lions have already quit on Matt Patricia. I thought that was as dismal a performance as I saw in Week One. Even maybe more so than Buffalo. No one thought Buffalo was going to do anything, and that was proven correctly. But I don't think anybody saw that devastation. 48-17. That was ridiculous. And the game was tied 17 each early in the third quarter.
You talk about one getting away from you? That's exactly how it happened.
The Jets put up 31 points in the third quarter, and I thought the Lions looked disgraceful in that game, and that could be a real long season in Motor City.
I mean, I'm waiting for him to snap the pencil. Like, they keep zooming in on him, and he's got the pencil. I'm waiting for it to snap, you know, like headband LeBron, you know, where he takes off the headband, and then it's like, uh-oh, watch out, LeBron's activated. I want to see pencil snap Patricia.
And do you think that, again, week one, the game has passed John Gruden by? In other words, you knew this was going to come up in week one after a 10-year absence. And they lose 33-13. Looked good in the first half, but the second half, they didn't do anything. And it's the Raiders paid a fortune for this guy as their head coach. Do you think Gruden still has any magic in him?
The wrong kind of magic. He has like black magic, I think, because when you're talking about, it's $90 million way too much to pay a guy like Khalil Mack and he didn't want to be here, the heads of everyone who's paying attention to the NFL explode. It's like, what do you mean $90 million is a lot for one guy? You're getting $100 million over 10 years. I didn't think that he was a great coach at any point in his coaching tenure, so I was surprised at the hype surrounding the hire to begin with. So I don't know if he ever had magic to begin with. He certainly doesn't have any left.
No, it's... you're right. That's a big dime they dropped on him. And I don't know if... and he's in a... that's a tough division. The Chiefs look very good. The Chargers are usual way low, slow out of the gate. But they're going to right that ship. That's a tough division that they're in there with Denver. And I think it could be a long season for John. You know, and you always had a question. There was a guy on top. He was on top of the world, Joe. I mean, you know, he had the Monday night gig. You know, everything was fine. He traveled around, but he had no real responsibilities other than to not swear on the air. And and then he trades it all in. Now, of course, trades it in for $100 million. But I think he's in for some misery in that town.
Well, I think the unfortunate part for Gruden is that he might have identified this as a teardown and like a rebuild, and people just expected him to be the Super Bowl savior right away. So that's the only break that I'll give him there. That's
but he didn't really identify it until he traded Mac. I didn't hear anything all preseason coming out of Oakland that said, all right, we're going to have to rebuild this thing.
Right. Exactly. Well, you still haven't officially heard it, but trading Mac's kind of all you need to know.
Well,
right?
I really did throw those chips in, and the Bears, of course, as I said, losing teams will always find a way, Joe. The Bears in complete control, 17-0 in that game against Green Bay. They found a way to lose it like losing teams always do. But a lot of optimism now in Chicago.
Absolutely there is. Absolutely there is. We'll keep going with this and look inside some of the other games as well. The pick segment's coming up. Sal Palantonio's coming up. So much good stuff coming your way next on This Week in Pro Football.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5, The Fanatic. 97.5, The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic Birds pregame show and party.
starring Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Jason Martinez.
We're sending you there.
We're back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Lots of free parking. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics' Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. While you're there, new members sign up for the free player's card and get over $500 in offers instantly with a winner's playbook. Heading to the game, Sugar House Casino is your fast link to the link. Stop by on your way to the game.
Get ready.
Presented by Sugar House Casino, Philly loves a winner. Brought to you in part by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5. The Fanatic. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention, attention neighbors. I have something big to announce.
Hey, hon. Is that Tim on the roof with a megaphone?
M&T Bank's Easy Choice Checking is now free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement.
Bill, did you hear that?
Oh.
And while I'm up here, Bill, I'd appreciate it if you stopped raking your leaves into my lawn.
Bill!
Thank you.
Big news. Easy Choice Checking from M&T Bank is now even better than before. It's free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement, leaving you, well, free from worry.
Now, does anyone have a ladder?
So if you're looking for an easy-to-manage account that can help you save on fees, look no further than Easy Choice Checking from M&T. Stop by any M&T Bank branch today or visit mtb.com/easychoice. M&T Bank, understanding what's important. Other transaction and service fees, including insufficient funds and overdraft fees, may apply to this account. Member FDIC.
Evolution Energy Partners has helped hundreds of businesses save millions of dollars on their energy spend. They offer electricity and gas procurement strategies, efficiency audits and engineering, and financing solutions, as well as online utility bill management. To learn how your business can save, visit www.evolutionep.com or contact Chuck Hershella at 610-329-8288. Evolution Energy Partners, energy solutions to improve your bottom line.
Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 20 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philly at 215-533-0652. With a 45-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting, robotic concrete demolition, highway sawing, and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services they offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, serving all of western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex where sold head-to-head, so you'll be...
Happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took 6 men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear anytime,
anywhere. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
The Home Depot has very good news for your lawn. It's called Scott's Thicker Lawn, and right now, it's starting at $19.98 a bag. Thicker Lawn is a 3-in-1 mixture of seed, fertilizer, and soil improver. Perfectly formulated for thicker grass and happier lawn owners. So spread the word and get up to a 50% thicker lawn after just one application. Scott's Thicker Lawn, starting at $19.98 a bag. And it's now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
I feel like I need a change.
It's fall at JCPenney. Get up to 50% off on select women's fashion.
I want a new blouse.
And spend $50, earn $10 in JCPenney bonus bucks.
Oh, and I need a new blazer for the office.
Add a skirt for the perfect day and night look.
I love it.
Find looks to love now and wear now at JCPenney. And get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 9/13 to 9/16. Coupon required. Subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. See store jcp.com/bonusbucks for details.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite on us.
Don't miss the fall RV show and sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, September 14th through the 16th. Huge discounts on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Top trade values and special finance rates. Gloucester Premium Outlets exit 7B, Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Hello?
Get off the phone, Mom.
Your phone is always with you. Download our app and don't miss a minute. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Callahan and Torty back here on This Week in Pro Football. Tyler's really just telling us that, Tyler, give everybody that stat again.
About Alabama. So the stat was, in the regular season, Alabama football is 50-3 since 2014. They're 2-2 against Ole Miss. So that means they're 48-1 against literally everybody else.
Non-Ole Miss
that?
Teams.
How about that? Wow. That's pretty funny.
That's crazy.
Do you guys know there are, I counted them up, USA Today, there are 44 college games on television today. 44.
Wow.
I mean, you think maybe there's a little oversaturation going on?
No such thing. It's all specialization. Oh, you need to be able to find exactly what you want.
And then not only that, they all have these cable things like you're just describing. Oh, subscribe to this service and we'll give you all 300 college games. It's ridiculous. Then no wonder football ratings are dropping. How much football can you watch? Yeah, but
I don't know. The individual ratings could be, absolutely. I would argue college football ratings have to be up, right? Just generally speaking, when you look at every single game.
I guess when you go on, when you throw them all together, there's one big game, I guess, Sarah.
Have to.
Is there a debate? There's a big debate in my family going on about, we get together on Sundays, the extended family, you know, mom and us brothers and their sons and all. Do we watch Red Zone or do you watch the game itself? Which do you prefer?
I say why choose. I actually have both on at any given time.
You do? I have two televisions on?
I'm usually on like some kind of tablet or laptop or something that. I prefer it. The big screen gets the game for me. I like to be into a game. I'm not fully, totally invested in the fantasy yet to be like only fantasy and not watch a game. What about you?
I kind of prefer the Red Zone only because there's no commercials.
Well, I can't argue with that.
I just can't take the ads. Let's do a little Did You Know, Joey, presented by the good folks at Bryn Mawr Trust. Did you know, Joe, Detroit, those Lions that I'm so fond of, they're 1-13-1 against the spread their last 15 games when they travel greater than 1,500 miles. One, they won one of their last 15, or covered one of their last 15 when they go 1,500 miles. This is a 2,000-mile trip to San Francisco. I don't think things look good for the Lions.
I'm trying to figure out where the one came from. I can't imagine them winning any of those games, actually. But yeah, that would shock me if they did well against San Fran.
We talked about the 9-point difference in that Aaron Rodgers brings to the spread. Green Bay is 95-48 when number 12 starts the game. They're 6-11-1 without him. So they win 2/3 of their games when Rodgers is there, and that was evidenced by Sunday night. They can talk all they want about Patrick Mahomes' arm. When Aaron Rodgers flicks his wrist, that ball shoots out of there like out of a cannon. And he takes receivers that are good. I'm not saying the Packer receivers aren't good, and they are, but they're not great. But I tell you, he'll make a receiver look great every time.
I say this every single time this conversation comes up. He is not the greatest quarterback of all time, but I think that Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback of all time.
Mm-hmm. It's good debate. It really would be. Where Rodgers is going to fit in the overall pantheon. So many great quarterbacks in this league, but his name's got to be in there. I think Green Bay's overrated as a team, but I think it's all because of him. Last one, Joe. 7 quarterbacks last week threw 40 or more passes. Guess how many of those 7 won a game?
0.
S is the right answer. None of them won the game. Anybody who threw over 40 passes. So again, as wide open and as silly as this league gets sometimes with all the passing and all the PI fouls and illegal contacts and all that stuff, if you throw it a lot, chances are you're going to lose.
When we look at it right here in Philadelphia, their season turned around when Zach Ertz and Carson Wentz came out and said maybe we should run the ball more
last year. How about that? Yeah, and they went and got the horse to do it, even though I thought LeGarrette Blount was fine for the Eagles last year. He's banished himself now to the NFL Siberia of Detroit. But I think Ajayi, boy, he looked good in that fourth quarter last week against Atlanta. I think he's a real deal. He's like a miniature LeBlount. You know what I mean?
Sure.
He's a banger. Yeah, his career's not going to be long because of the way he runs. He runs with abandon. You know, he has that Eddie George type style in him, and he doesn't avoid any contact. But I think he's excellent between the tackles, runner, and Eagles. I think they should ride him this year.
I say that he is super talented, Tim Hightower. That's what I've always said. That's okay. The exact same guy.
Tim Hightower reference here on This Week in Pro Football. 610-632-0975. We got a few minutes left in this segment. Will somebody call up and guess on his trivia question for me here? 610-632-0975. I stumped the band here. The last 2 years, three quarterbacks with the most pass attempts wins a $25 gift card to Philly Soft Pretzel Factory. Torty, just a mess trying to answer it. And I even stumped Tyler Zuli's, which is really a high bar.
I swore I had it dead to rights, and I wasn't even in the zip code. I wasn't even close. So this is going to be a tough one. You're going to earn your pretzels today.
Let's do it. We got a couple minutes left. We might as well jam this in because we're short in the second hour. Is Where Are They Now? Presented by Evolution Energy Partners. Where are they now? Where is Vinny Testaverde? Well, I don't know where he is now, I'll tell you the truth. I didn't even look that part of him up. He's one of the few ex-NFL players who's not involved in football in some way. But I was just struck by his career, Joe. 1987 overall number one pick. He played 21 seasons in the National Football League. That would never have occurred to me that he played that long.
It's crazy accumulating stats the way that he did.
That's true. He played with Tampa Bay, Cleveland, Baltimore, 2 times with the Jets, Dallas, New England, Carolina. Of course, he was at a losing record, 90-123. He threw 275 touchdowns. And Vinny T has the record for the most different receivers throwing a touchdown pass, too. So
it's pretty remarkable. He's got a lot of different cast. Two things that I found out. Tyler just found out a thing about Vinny Testaverde. He just relisted his lakefront home outside of Tampa, Florida for $4.999 million.
All right.
Okay. And that his son just got the starting quarterback job at UAlbany.
Really?
He's a Great Dane. So there you go. That's what I have.
He's the quarterback coach at Jesuit High School in Tampa, according to Tyler the Z. So there you go. That's what Vinny T is doing right now. One of the original Bucks, not original Bucks, but one of the first, I guess you'd call him semi-famous Buccaneers, even though he ended up playing all over the NFL landscape. And that's Where Are They Now for this morning. So, okay, second hour, Joe, we got a truncated schedule here. We only got 45 minutes. We got Sal Powell coming at 11 o'clock. A lot to talk about with Sal. And then we are going to get Chris Harris in because already, here you are in week 2, there's all kinds of injury issues relative to fantasy players.
Yep, my team's already cooked. So truncated second hour, that means you're going to get more quality per minute when This Week in Pro Football returns. Pat Callahan and Joe Torty will be right back right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. NFL Week 2, and the Birds travel to Tampa Bay in a battle of Week 1 winners and another start for MVP Nick Foles. Start your football Sunday with Trey, Devon, and Jason live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty, and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic postgame show. The Birds go for 2-0 in Tampa Bay, and all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Pat Callahan from This Week in Pro Football. Philadelphia sports teams know all about being powerful. But when the power of a violent storm disrupts electric service to your home or business, it's time to look to the power of a Honda generator. And our friends at Norris Sales Company can deliver the best prices and the best service on reliable Honda generators. These portable gas-powered generators all have Honda's legendary 4-stroke commercial-grade engines. Honda engines have long been recognized as the industry leader in providing reliable, quiet, and fuel-efficient power and come with a 3-year limited warranty. Norris Sales Company offers the full line of rugged Honda generators from 1,000 watts all the way to 10,000 watts, available for sale and select models for rent. For construction companies, Norris Sales Company offers the full line of Honda dewatering and construction pumps, also available for sale or rent. Visit Norris Sales Company in Conshohocken, PA, or Sicklerville, New Jersey. Also visit online at norrissales.com or call 800-457-RENT.
Even if you're not the MVP, you can still be a VIP with Park Bank's Park Platinum Plus account. A return to better banking means you'll earn our best and experience our Park Platinum Plus benefits. Find more details and product restrictions at parkbank.com. That's Park with an E. Or call us toll-free at 866-727-5325 to gain access to our best in personal banking. Member FDIC.
What if I told you the key to success is to focus on one? One vision, one story, one BMT. Hi, I'm Frank Leto, CEO of Bryn Mawr Trust, and we have one focus, you. Whether you're expanding your business, buying a home, investing, protecting or managing your wealth, BMT has all your financial solutions under one roof, and you work with one team who knows your goals and your story. Start with one. One vision, one story, one BMT. Visit us online at BMT.com.
If you are a small business, sole proprietor, or partnership, and you have been considering getting some protection from liability, we can help. Whistler Perlstein will give you complete advice on the formation of an LLC or corporation, and also prepare you for an agreement which takes care of the eventual death or disability of a member, or the day they or you just want to hit the beach. There are many ways to handle these things, but there's only one that's right for you. We have formed thousands of entities, been around for 75 years, and are located locally in Bluebell, PA. We have 30-plus attorneys covering these issues and many others. So call Mike O'Donohue at 610-825-8400 or go to our website, www.whistlerperlstein.com. Give us a call. We can help.
Oddshark.net is your source for the latest odds from leading authorities, expert editorial content, and detailed matchup picks straight from their supercomputer. Looking for statistics and trends for an upcoming game? Oddshark has that too, and it's free. Oddshark experts provide in-depth analysis packed with information and insights that will help you make the sharp picks every day. Before the game, head to Oddshark.net and start playing like a sharp today.
NASCAR's top 16 go all in from the city of sin.
Kyle Busch will win!
As the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs begin.
Kevin Harvick has been dominant.
Live from Las Vegas, Sunday 3 Eastern, only on NBCSN. The Home Depot has very good news for your lawn. It's called Scott's Thicker Lawn, and right now it's starting at $19.98 a bag. Thicker Lawn is a 3-in-1 mixture of seed, fertilizer, and soil improver. Perfectly formulated for thicker grass and happier lawn owners. So spread the word and get up to a 50% thicker lawn after just one application. Scott's Thicker Lawn, starting at $19.98 a bag. And it's now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Every night is family night on PHL 17.
Dre, I just got the best news.
The newest addition to PHL 17 is none other than Black-ish. Join Dre, Bo, and the rest of the family as they bring you the last 5 nights a week at 6 and 9:30.
How about I give you $100 if you take Mommy?
$200, and you agree not to have any more children.
Okay, that's a decision
Be sure to check out Black-ish weeknights at 6 and 9:30 on
PHL 17, your home for Black-ish 5 nights a week.
Hey, Philly, Jenkintown's favorite family is on the move. Catch the Goldbergs weeknights at 7:30 and now at 9. We're in primetime.
That's right, Adam. Jenkintown's own Goldbergs will now be in primetime 5 nights a week.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Oh, that is so typical. Why would I ever expect my own husband's support?
That sounds like an idea even Murray can get behind.
Did you hear what I said? It's not a bad idea.
Be sure to catch the Goldbergs weeknights at 7:30 and 9.
On PHL 17.
Voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Yeah! WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia,
a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new norm.
Brought
broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Philadelphia's football station.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here for our truncated hour number two of this week in pro football before Temple football comes on at 11:45. So let's get this guy on here. We didn't have him for much time last week. Let's see if we can wring every possible minute out of him for this week, and that is the host of the NFL Matchup Show and the author of Philly Special, Sal Palantonio. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Joe.
How you doing, Sal?
All right, Sal.
I'm doing good. I'm down here in Tampa getting ready for the week two on the road. You know, they were on the road last year, week two, and nearly beat the Chiefs. So it's an interesting dynamic for this team. They've been off for a while. I think they've come to the conclusion that they had to settle early on this week, that Nick Foles was the quarterback to settle everybody down and get him up to speed of where he needs to be going into this football game.
All right, well, let's go with that then. They're playing a team that had an unexpected victory last week, Sal. And as a result of that, Joe and I have been talking about week one overreactions on the show this week, and I think one of them is this point spread. And I know you don't dally in point spreads very often, but it's an indication that all of a sudden everybody thinks the Bucs are closer to arriving than they thought a week ago. But I think it's just which Ryan Fitzpatrick shows up. I mean, he is a schizoid man. And if the right one shows up in terms of the Eagles, I think the Eagles should be, they should be able to win this game with, I'll say, minimal fanfare tomorrow.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's about who you're matched up against, the quarterback versus the defensive coordinator. Historically, the Saints have always played pinball football in the Superdome. They always try to outscore the opposition. They're not too interested in stopping the opposition. You got to remember the Bucs gave up 40 points last week. So, you know, I like the matchup of Ryan Fitzpatrick versus Jim Schwartz in this defense. This defense is totally for real. When you limit the Falcons, who are coming in hungry for revenge, to just 12 points and back-to-back games, Falcons visit the link and Julio Jones does not get into the end zone, that's saying a lot. And I think the number one matchup in this game that favors the Eagles is Jim Schwartz and this defense against Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Bucs offense. Now, having said that, you know, Mike Evans is a player. DeSean Jackson looks like he's going to play. O.J. Howard is a football player, a dynamic football player. We all know about Chris Godwin. You know, he's got a lot of local ties to Philadelphia. He can play. So they're going to have their hands full. But I think overwhelmingly favored in this situation is the Eagles' front seven against the Bucs' offensive line. They will get pressure on Fitzpatrick. And Fitzpatrick definitely will not have as much success as he had last week.
Sal, it feels like one of the constants every time DeSean Jackson plays against Philadelphia since he's left is that he has a big game. Why does he get up for these games, and why does he perform so well in these games against the Eagles? And is there a chance that there's an encore performance of that coming up on Sunday?
Man, you get fired by somebody, you want to go back. And you want to do everything you can to compete hard against them and beat them. That's just the nature of professional sports. It's the nature of anything. Resentment is the rocket fuel of success. That's something Frank Sinatra said way back when. I don't know when, but he said it. And there's no question that he gets up to play the Birds. I'll just flat out say it. The Eagles would have been much better off keeping DeSean Jackson all these years.
Right, that was certainly one of the talent drains that happened in the Chip Kelly era that set the Eagles back a little bit. But I just think the 3-point number for tomorrow, Sal, an Eagle team that I thought the preseason they compressed their preseason in their first three quarters last week, and then they started with Jay Ajayi. I think Ajayi should have a good game tomorrow, and the Eagles could just, I think if they weather that first quarter storm of the new Buccaneers, I think the last three quarters they should be able to impose their will.
I'm going to politely disagree with you, Pat. I think the 3-point line is accurate. I think it's hard to win on the road in the NFL. I think the 3-point number is a reflection of Foles starting over Wentz. the Eagles have really have been hard pressed to come by points and big yards, and I think they settled on Foles and made an announcement on Foles, and Peterson certainly admitted to this a little bit on Wednesday, because the ambivalence over the quarterback position was hurting Foles and the team. But be that as it may, I think, you know, and I'm loath to criticize Doug Peterson. You know that. I'm very, very rarely do I disagree with any moves that he makes. But starting Darren Sproles in the first half and making his presence, which seemed to be game plan specific against the Falcons defense that has been vulnerable historically to running back receptions, I don't understand why he didn't use Corey Clement more. Corey Clement was on the field for 18% of the snaps, and I don't believe he had a single target in the game. So I think Clement, more than Sproles or Ajayi, is the future of the running back position for this team in 2018, and I hope that he uses Clement. I don't know why he used Sproles over Clement. Sproles just looked pedestrian. I think he couldn't find any kind of openings. They were there. This team's got a great offensive line. And the running game, I think, is shortchanged right now. I've said it all along. I thought LeGarrette Blount should have come back. They should have found a way to squeeze him in the cap. He needs to be on this team, needed to be on this team. And I think they're trying to fix it. And if they can't run the ball without Wentz, you know, they're going to continue to struggle scoring points with no Alshon Jeffrey on the football field.
So that leads perfectly into what I was going to talk about next here, which is Tampa is depleted in the secondary a little bit with Hargraves going on injured reserve. Brent Grimes is not going to be available for this game. What's this going to look like? Is this a get-right game for the Eagles wide receivers, even without Alshon Jeffrey? Is Tampa going to try to lock in on taking away Zach Ertz? How does this play out as far as you see it?
You know, Joe, I don't know whether or not it's a get-right game because you just don't know what you have in this passing game. Now, you know, for the matchup show, I went back and I looked specifically at Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace was open several times down the field, and Nick Foles didn't see him. If you listen to the radio broadcast of the Eagles game on Thursday night, Mike Quick kept saying, Nick Foles is not seeing the whole field. He said it three, four, five times. Nick Foles is not seeing the whole field. Wow. I took that as a code that receivers were open and he wasn't seeing them. So I went back and I looked at it, and Wallace was open. There were a couple of times where Wallace was not open, and I thought Wallace made a half-hearted effort to go after passes that were catchable. But Wallace was open down the field, and they need to take some shots down the field against this depleted secondary. You got two rookies, Carlton Davis III and MJ Stewart, who are going to figure largely in the secondary for the Bucs tomorrow afternoon. You should, and Jordan Whitehead, don't forget, the backup safety. So you got three rookies in their secondary. And that should be a difference maker for the Eagles in the passing game. But Foles needs to take shots, and he needs to throw guys open, which he did in the NFC Championship game and in the Super Bowl, but that was with Torrey Smith in the NFC Championship game and Alshon Jeffrey, right, and then Alshon Jeffrey in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And I believe, and I'll say this over and over again, the decision to have Wentz and Foles split the first team snaps 50-50 throughout the preseason right up to week one was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Foles should have been out there getting all of the snaps for the first team offense and getting some semblance of chemistry with Mike Wallace, which was not evident at all Thursday night.
All right. Well, we'll see if they can pick that up. Yeah, you're right. There's still elements of the preseason going on here. But Sal Pal, the author of Philly Special, the inside story of how the Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl championships on Amazon.Prime. There's even a Kindle edition. All right, Sal, let's get around the league here a little bit. What I want to do is I'm going to hit you with some teams, and I want you to play a psychologist here and just give me a sentence or two about what the hell's going on and whether there's whether there's any week one, really any week one worries here.
Pat, you got to calm down. It's just week two, Pat. Relax a little bit. Hey. Joe, you got to get him a latte or something.
He's got to last the season, Sal. It's going to be tough.
Come on, Joe. Yeah, it's up to you, Joe. You're the rookie. You got to make sure that the veteran is taken care of.
That's right. That's right. Let's go. I have the Steelers. Why are the Steelers so atrocious or sloppy on the road? And how much is this Le'Veon Bell situation bothering this locker room?
I'm not as close to it to answer the second question specifically. I can just do it from a schematic standpoint, having watched. Ben Roethlisberger is not the same quarterback. Very few quarterbacks in the NFL are the same quarterback. Without a complimentary running back, without being able to have balance on offense. And you saw it in Nick Foles. They could not run a lick on Thursday night. And when you have to rely solely on your quarterback, it's an issue, even if you have Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
So the Browns' defense is much better. We all know that. Their pass rush is better. We all know that. They have Greg Williams now, who's not afraid to come after the quarterback. We all know that. So now that he has people to do it, Greg Williams is dialing up the blitz left and right, and they were all over Big Ben. So I don't think it's any kind of mystery at all, Pat. You can't run the ball. The defensive coordinator is going to be in your kitchen all game long.
I think it was more to it in the sense that they did run the ball okay last week. It's just that they're on the road, Sal. They are terrible on the road. I don't know what it is about that team that they're
well,
not.
Well, I'll tell you what. They're home this week against the Chiefs, right?
Right.
I think they're going to lose. I think the Chiefs are going to beat them.
All right. That's interesting. That's probably the marquee game tomorrow, and I think that's very interesting. Of course, they get September Andy, as I referred to him early on. You know, and he's way different than January Andy, so you're right. I think there's worry there. The Steelers could end up 0-1-1 after 2 weeks. You know? All right, so how about Monday night? Just tell me. Just give me a sentence or two and offer whatever ray of sunshine you can for a Detroit Lions fan. What the hell was that on Monday night in Matt Patricia's debut?
I have no idea at all. They looked like they were dazed, confused, had no plan. Whatever plan they had was being tipped off badly, and the Jets knew exactly what was coming. Every time Matt Stafford dropped back to pass, two Jets defenders were there to greet the ball when it got into the secondary. Or in the flat, or in the shallow crosses. He didn't have any passing lanes whatsoever opened up. You know, I'll say this too. We've seen it here. You see it all over the NFL. When the team has belief that the starting quarterback is either A, productive, or B, the future, and they believe in him, they play better.
Yeah. Yeah,
they just do.
Right.
And this Jets team believes in Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Yep. And I remember during the draft being skeptical about Darnold because of his age, A, and B, the turnovers at USC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm converted.
All right.
I'm totally converted. I'm totally converted. I think the way he has handled himself has been absolutely first rate.
All right. And then we'll segue from that to the one other game I want to, week two game I want you to talk about. And that is like Joe and I were talking about, you know, nobody wants that dreaded 0-2 out of the gate. Well, you got the Cowboys hosting the Giants tomorrow night, Sal. And both are 0-1. One of them is going to be 0-2. And I thought both looked very nondescript. You know, the Giants had all that preseason hype because they drafted Saquon Barkley. They did not draft the quarterback. They drafted Barkley, and then the Cowboys, Sal, offensively, they look Neanderthal. What are your thoughts on who's got the upper hand in this game tomorrow night?
Well, we all predicted it, right, guys? We said without Dez Bryant and Jason Witten, you can't control the middle of the field, and that's going to give you a problem. You know, the NFL right now is predicated on controlling the middle of the field in the passing game because of the way they're calling penalties. If you can't control the middle of the field and now the safeties are nosing down in the box to try to stop Ezekiel Elliott, that's simple math. Too many numbers in the box. That stops the running game. That puts more pressure on your quarterback. And you don't have the safety blanket. He's in the Monday Night Football booth. So that's real simple to figure out.
Right.
And as for the Giants, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff available for Eli Manning. They should be scoring a lot of points.
Right.
They just should be. And I think the Giants will beat the Cowboys. They always go down there and play the Cowboys pretty tough down there. The same with the Birds.
Right.
The Cowboys don't like the Eagles or the Giants coming down there.
Right.
They just don't.
Now, that's interesting because, Joe, the Giants do have a lot of talent, like Sal says. And they were up against the Jags team last week.
But I'm also watching Eric Flowers literally trying to trip a guy as he can't get hands on him. Yeah. So, I mean, that offensive line can be a big problem.
Yeah.
That is true. The right side of the offensive line has not been solved. There's no question about that, Joe. There's no question.
All right, listen, Sal, we're up.
Hey, listen, you know what you do? You know what you do? You line up a tight end or a back on that side. You help Eric Flowers out until you figure it out, or until you figure it out as an offense.
Right.
You play small ball. Hope it's something that opens up.
Let's figure out the top five this week, Sal. Brought to you by the good folks, Pat McConney from Annie Mac Home Mortgage. Pat's a licensed loan originator in PA and New Jersey. So if you're thinking about buying a home, refinancing your existing mortgage, give Pat a call so we can hold your hand throughout the whole process, Joe. There you go. You can reach him at 267-474-6379. That's 267-474-6379. Annie Mac is an Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 338923. All right. Yeah, Sal was yelling, I need to lighten it up, so I'm going to lighten it up a little bit here in this top five. The Eagles have an attractive road schedule, and they travel so well. So I want you two guys, two veteran travelers, to rank for me the five most attractive road venues for an Eagle fan to want to go see a game this year. All right, Sal, why don't you go first?
All right. You know, I'm going to let Joe go first this time.
Okay.
I went first last week.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So I'll go number five, the Dallas Cowboys. It's late in the season. Chances are Dallas' season is over by then, so you're going to see them go down with a whimper, and you get to enjoy, you know, watching that. It's like a victory parade for the Eagles early in the season. Enjoy that. Number four, Los Angeles Rams head out to the West Coast. Yeah. It's a big game. It's going to get better, okay? Number three, Jacksonville in London. Obviously, the vacation of all the vacations. This one takes a little bit more planning. It's going to require a little bit more, but I think that's going to be worthwhile. It's going to be pretty cool. Number two, my favorite city to visit in the United States, take on the Tennessee Titans, go down to Nashville. Not necessarily the biggest implication game.
Right.
However, in terms of the vacation, everything like that, I would get the most out of that. And number one, going down to New Orleans, taking on the Saints, a potential NFC championship matchup against the Saints at home. That environment, that experience, it's going to be a big test for the Eagles. That's going to be, I think, overall the top road experience for the Birds.
All right, Sal.
That's a good one. That's a good list. I'm going to go number one, London. Number two, L.A. Number three, Nashville. Number four, New Orleans. And number five, Dallas.
All right. I mean, I was close to Sal. I had Dallas five. I had Tampa, where you are tomorrow. I mean, that's a good trip, right?
Sure.
Tampa's a good trip, but September, it's hot here.
Yeah, I know.
Really,
that's true.
It's hot. You want to come to Tampa in December.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a good road trip for Eagles fans.
Although
my plane yesterday was all Eagles fans.
Is that a pickle juice game tomorrow, Sal? Is that supposed to be very hot there tomorrow?
Yes, high 90s.
Uh-oh.
It'll feel like 100 at 1 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that might make me think about my pick then. I don't know. I have Jacksonville third. I mean, the London game. New Orleans second. And then Joey T, week 15, that's the NFC Championship preview right there. The Rams in Los Angeles. That's just like last year, Sal. It's really a repeat of it. That'll be, I think, that could be a monumental game. Come week 15 against the Rams.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize it was that late in the season.
Yeah.
It's week 15. That will be for the number one seed.
Yeah, it's a Sunday night game. So, all right.
Yeah, well, that will determine whether the NFC Championship game is at the Link or in L.A. or in La Land.
Right. That's right. All right, Sal, listen, we appreciate you taking the time, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. And good luck with the book. The book's Philly Special, the inside story of how the Eagles won their first Super Bowl championships, available on Amazon and on Kindle. All right, and we'll talk to you.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right,
thanks a lot. Sal Palantonio, they're joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. We're going to take a breather. We're going to decompress. Chris Harris coming up, the dreaded pick segment, all of that and more when This Week in Pro Football returns on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening.
listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, this week at Pro Football, proud to have a new sponsor, First Bank. A good friend of mine, Joe Calabro, has been a lender and a leader and commercial lender in the Southeast Pennsylvania market for over 27 years. Joey's a market executive at First Bank, which is a local bank that understands the challenges of businesses and can make local decisions in a timely manner. Not only is Joe a banker that I know can get business done, he embraces a rare quality that has been lost in the lending industry, and that quality is building meaningful relationships with clients. The Joe and First Bank goals are important, but helping businesses meet their financing and cash flow needs is their focus. Joe and his team always go above and beyond to work with their clients and strive to have their best interests in mind. So I encourage you, if you're looking for a commercial bank for your business, stop in and see Joe or any member of his team in their Westchester office located at 121 North Walnut Street. Or better yet, just give him a call, 484-881-3810. That's 484-881-3810. And Joe will come to see you. First Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them now at FamilyAutos.com. And Roofing Nation, 50% off a brand new roof. Visit RoofingNation.com. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win.
How do you build on tomorrow today? It starts with one story, one focus, one decision, one BMT. Hi, I'm Frank Leto, CEO of Bryn Mawr Trust, and we're one team with one goal, to help you grow financially. Whether you're expanding your business, buying a home, investing, or protecting your wealth, BMT has all your solutions under one roof. Trust us to make tomorrow's vision a reality, one financial decision at a time, one BMT. Visit us online at BMT.com.
Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 20 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philly at 215-533-0652. With a 45-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting, robotic concrete demolition, highway sawing, and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services they offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, serving all of western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. At Conkerville Nissan, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Nissan, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. September is your month to drive a new Nissan, like a 2018 Nissan Rogue S all-wheel drive for just $189 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1,925, or a 2018 Nissan Sentra SV, just $139 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1,875, or buy any new Nissan with 0% financing for 60 months. Also, September is truck month at Conkerville Nissan. Go to 202nissan.com and check out the amazing deals they have on trucks like the Titan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills, online at 202nissan.com. That's 202nissan.com. Tax, tags, and title, extra prior sales excluded. Rogue S selling price, $26,365. VIN number JC764857. Sentra SV selling price, $20,360. VIN number JY273004. Vehicle must be in stock and delivery taken by October 1st. First 2018.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite on us.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex where sold head-to-head, so you'll be...
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
The Home Depot has very good news for your lawn. It's called Scott's Thicker Lawn, and right now, it's starting at $19.98 a bag. Thicker Lawn is a 3-in-1 mixture of seed, fertilizer, and soil improver. Perfectly formulated for thicker grass and happier lawn owners. So spread the word and get up to a 50% thicker lawn after just one application. Scott's Thicker Lawn, starting at $19.98 a bag. And it's now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Get your PhD in back to school from Staples. Today's lesson, one stop is greater than two. Staples has everything for back to school at low prices and always in stock. So no going store to store to get everything on your list. And right now, Staples Standard View 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92 and a 12-pack of number 2 pencils is only 75 cents. Get your degree in back to school today at your local Staples, the back to school specialty store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/15/18. In-store only, limit 30.
Sports talk for Haddon Heights and all of Camden County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here this week in Pro Football Week number 2 in the National Football League on 97.5. The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. That's 610-632-0975. Get on the phone right now and talk to the man himself, Christopher Harris from HarrisFootball.com. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
All right. So how you holding up there in this ungodly hour of 8:30 out there in Los Angeles?
I'm not going to lie to you, dude. I'm in bed.
Oh, man.
Must be nice.
I'll start lying, Chris. Will you please? We don't need to know anything more than that. Okay, pal? But, all right. Well, I'm sure you can still be every bit the professional. Okay, while we do this little segment here, no matter where you happen to be reposing, okay? All right, let me get started here, Chris. Here we are, week 2, and already there's numerous injuries to have to worry about. So I'm going to hit you with a hypothetical that applies to me. Given Aaron Rodgers and the situation now with Rodgers and how coy the Packers are being, and also Devontae Adams is back up, pick 2 of these for me. That would be White, the Patriots running back, okay? Amari Cooper, everybody's favorite, one catch, 9 yards last week. Golden Tate, Devontae Adams. Give me 2 of them guys for tomorrow.
I can't not use Adams, honestly. I think it's probably, for me, Adams and Tate. I'm with you on James White. I'm out on James White. I was before the year started. He just doesn't handle it enough as a running back, so... Of course, there are going to be a few games where you feel dumb for not starting them because they'll catch 8 balls, and maybe against Jacksonville, that's one of them, but I can sleep at night. I can actually sleep right now with the idea that James White is a bye week sort of dude. When I'm desperate, if I've got other good options, I'm probably going to use them.
Chris, let me ask you this. I'm in a 10-team league, and someone who drafted Le'Veon Bell, who's not me, second overall, is desperate to get rid of this guy and is literally hitting up every manager in our league for trade value. Now, he hit me up for Dalvin Cook, which was never going to happen. But if you're making a trade involving Le'Veon Bell, what's the worthwhile risk to take on if you're trading a running back for Le'Veon Bell? How far down on your list would you go in, say, a one-for-one trade?
It's a really good question, and I get asked it a lot, and I'll say this. There's no, like, the definition of a market is that people understand what they're exchanging in terms of goods and services. It's almost like, I'm holding my hand behind my back, and I go, hey, how much will you give me for the thing I'm holding here? And you're like, what? You know?
It could be anything. Impossible. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. But still, it's a worthwhile question, and I had to try to figure it out because I put ranks for the rest of the season on the Harris Football website. And I wound up putting him one spot ahead of Marshawn Lynch. So if someone offered me Marshawn Lynch for Le'Veon Bell, I think I'd probably do it because if I could get Bell in that trade, I think I'd probably do it because what's Lynch really going to give me? There are going to be some weeks where he's good and probably some weeks where he's not. And he's probably down low enough on my list where I go, okay, I have other running backs that I can live with and not have Lynch. So, But that's low, let's face it, because we just don't know what the result's going to be.
Boy, isn't that something that, man, you're talking about Le'Veon Bell for Marshawn Lynch. I don't know, Chris. I mean, $857,000 a week. I mean, that's Harris-type money that he is leaving on the table. And that's going to be $1.7 million in 2 weeks that he's left on the table. And he's got to be looking at that saying, now, how much more am I going to get in a signing bonus when I do leave the Steelers? It just seems crazy to me.
I mean, here's the thing. I even though he's not being public about it, I have to believe there's some part of this that's that's to, in his way of thinking, you know, a fight for justice for the players more than, you know, I've got enough money. I'm with you at some point, you know, $800,000 a week, it starts adding up to real money. But yeah, I'm sort of with you that, it seems like it's also about the principle.
Chris, I've got another one for you, and I know our producer Tyler Zuli also has a fantasy question that he'd love to get to, but I made a waiver wire pickup for this upcoming week of Brandon Marshall in Seattle based on what he did last week, based on Doug Baldwin. As far as you can tell, is that a savvy move, or is this going to be kind of a flash in the pan thing for Brandon Marshall?
I think it can be both. I mean, I ranked him for this week around 40 among wide receivers. If there's one thing about we know about Brandon Marshall, his whole life he's known how to score touchdowns. I don't think that goes away. He actually had two in the game against Denver last week. One was called back for offensive interference because he knows how to push off too. You know, you get to the point among receivers where there's no sure bets and he's not one either, but with no Doug Baldwin for at least a few weeks, I can see using him as a wide receiver three in kind of a desperate situation. I don't think we're going to look back in November and say, remember that time when we added Brandon Marshall and he was, you know, became a top 10 fantasy receiver. That's probably not on the table.
So Chris, I know we saw it this week already on Thursday night, and it kind of worries me moving forward. The whole Buck Allen, Alex Collins situations, it just seems like it's going to be a back and forth all year. Is owning either of them, both of them, none of them, what would be your play moving forward?
I mean, you're pot committed on Alex Collins for the price you paid. He was going the second round by the time the drafts were over. And I warned people, he's just not an elite player. Don't take him at that price. He's still a better player than Buck Allen. And that game Thursday night, he got out of, you know, that game script got out of control. But what that tells you is that when the Ravens are trailing, it's not going to be Alex Collins. It's going to be Allen. I don't know what the goal line thing was about. You know, usually that's out week one, that was Alex Collins. You had Troy Aikman and during the broadcast going, well, gee, you know, that's just what they do. He's their goal line back. Buck Allen's their goal line back. And I'm like, wait, who told, did somebody tell him that?
Yeah, that's right.
That's real bad. Yeah, yeah. If that's the case, I certainly value Collins a lot higher than I value Allen, but, I'm not super optimistic about either.
Boy, what a mess. We are 2 weeks in and so many questions, Chris. By the way, 610-632-0975. You have a closing window to get a hold of Harris here, with your fantasy question. I noticed, Chris, in your quarterback rankings, at least for 1 week, you're kind of off the Deshaun Watson magic bus, against Tennessee. And another comment, Chris, you have Tom Brady 7, which I understand, and you being a New Englander, you're always, it would be sacrilege not to have Tom top 10. But you have Chris Hogan 33. So, I mean, you're banking everything. In terms of Brady's success tomorrow, you're banking everything on Gronk. Is that right?
You know, I'll say about Watson, I had Watson ranked like 14 for the season this summer. So I just am not surprised that he struggled. I think he's going to be good eventually. The player I actually compare him to is Donovan McNabb for his career. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be a pretty great career upside for him. I don't think he's there yet. And so that's kind of, it's not about the matchup against Tennessee. It's about doubting the player to some degree. With Brady, you know, my ranks aren't meant to be like a projection, like this is an exact snapshot of how the world's going to turn out. You know, I had AJ Green pretty high among receivers. I had Andy Dalton pretty low among quarterbacks. It turned out that because Green had a good day, Dalton had a good day. But Green can have a good day without Dalton being good, and Brady can be good without any individual one of his receivers being good. It's more about the order in which I would start players, right? And so Hogan scares me a little bit against Jacksonville because against those outside corners, I don't know if he gets open, but I think someone does. I think Brady can throw it 100 times to the running backs. My point here is with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, I don't like either matchup. Those are probably the two best defenses in the league they're facing. So like, maybe Philly, notwithstanding, it's a pretty great defense too. But I'm still just always going to start Rodgers and Brady.
All right.
Let's cram in one caller fantasy question before we let you go, Chris. Let's go to Giovanni in Ambler wants to ask you something. You're on with Chris Harris.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Just wanted to get your thoughts on a non-PPR league flex situation with Golden Tate, Kenny Stills, and then Aguilar.
Yeah, I mean, Aguilar gets more attractive, right, because no Alshon, at least for now. I still have to go Tate. Even non-PPR, you know, he scores the touchdown in garbage against Jets in that game. But, it, you know, Galladay definitely crowds that Lions receiving core for sure. But Tate just does different things than Galladay and Marvin Jones. He's just the possession guy. That's usually what that offense wants to be. They fell behind big, so they didn't run the possession stuff. I don't know. I don't know what you guys think about that line, but I like the Lions in that game to cover the spread. Oh, and I know, but that's in the NFL, things are never as good as
that's
bad
true.
As team.
Yeah, that's a very good point. But boy, they better not be as bad as they seem for Detroit.
Right. They were terrible.
Unbelievable, Chris. You know. All right, listen,
here's
Chris Harris.
Here's the thing about Stafford. Let me make a quick point about Stafford. We've all seen him not be a great quarterback. He's okay. But he's not that guy. He's not the guy who misses linebackers, who just doesn't see the field. He's good enough to get that stuff right. And when he does, players like Tate do pretty well.
He's Stat Padford. That's who he is. You nailed him down. That's it. He is Stat Padford. That's what he does. And in Detroit, oh, my God, was that an abysmal performance Monday night. I don't know, man. The only thing I noticed from that game is Matt Patricia looks like he gained 115 pounds from the time he left New England to when he went to Detroit. I don't know, man. A lot of deep dish going on there. But all right, Chris, we appreciate it very much. A lot of good information. And everybody, please check this website out, harrisfootball.com. It's the best fantasy website out there. And we'll keep waking you up, Chris, if you're willing, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Chris Harris on the Comcast Business Hotline. There he is. The dreaded pick segment is separated from you.
Right, what do you think? Do you think, Joey, should we try this trivia? I mean, what's going on with the phones here, Tyler?
Let's save it.
610-632-0975. You got one segment left to try and win this $25 gift card and answer this trivia question. The last 2 years, the three quarterbacks that most pass attempts. Somebody call up and win this thing, all right?
We'll be right back this week in Pro Football, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic Birds pregame show and party. Starring Trey Thomas, Stephon Gibbons, and Jason Martinez.
We're sending you there.
We're back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Lots of free parking. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics, Eitan Shander, on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. While you're there, new members sign up for the free players card and get over $500 in offers instantly with a winner's playbook. Heading to the game, Sugar House Casino is your fast link to the link. Stop by on your way to the game.
Get ready.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Brought to you in part by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Evolution Energy Partners has helped hundreds of businesses save millions of dollars on their energy spend. They offer electricity and gas procurement strategies, efficiency audits and engineering, and financing solutions, as well as online utility bill management. To learn how your business can save, visit www.evolutionep.com or contact Chuck Hershella at 610-329-8288. Evolution Energy Partners, energy solutions to improve your bottom line.
Want to save money on your energy bill? Try switching to UGI Energy Services. We're your local partner for energy planning and budgeting with sound purchasing advice and pricing directly from us, not through a broker or third party. We believe in building honest relationships with our customers, and it starts with competitive energy rates. To take control of your energy bill, partner with a natural gas and electric provider you can trust. Visit UGIEnergyServices.com.
Pat Callahan here to tell you that Cantor Novak Beaver & Pike is a full-service CPA firm with offices in Pennsylvania and New Jersey offering first-rate accounting, audit, and tax services. They focus on helping clients achieve their business and financial goals, from startup operation to long-term financial planning. For more information, please call Terry Cantor or Dan Pike at 215-550-2954 or visit them on the web at www.cnbpcpas.com.
If you're injured in an accident, you need an attorney you can trust. With 54 five-star reviews, you can count on Rosenbaum & Associates. Jeff Rosenbaum has been serving our community for over 2 decades, providing the support and personal attention you deserve. Need a doctor or transportation? Rosenbaum can help. With a long track record of success, Rosenbaum & Associates guarantees if you don't get paid, they don't get paid. If you're injured, remember Rosenbaum.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. With summer ending, it's time to look inward a bit and ask yourself a question.
Is addiction to drug or alcohol preventing you from being the best family member you can be this year? Your family needs you and they deserve the best version of you. Did you know that you can receive world-class addiction treatment and stay close to your family? Recovery Centers of America is a provider of the highest quality addiction treatment services available in the Philadelphia and New Jersey areas. Their phone number, write it down, 1-800-RECOVERY. Recovery Centers of America offers inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment close to home. They believe that family involvement in addiction treatment is critical to each patient's success. They offer intensive family therapy to help you and your family rally around a solution to your addiction. They'll take your call and they'll admit you safely into treatment 24 hours a day. Call Recovery Centers of America today, 1-800-RECOVERY. Or you can visit them online, 1-800-recovery.com/radio.
Oddshark.net is your source for the latest odds from leading authorities, expert editorial content, and detailed matchup picks straight from their supercomputer. Looking for statistics and trends for an upcoming game? Oddshark has that too, and it's free. Oddshark experts provide in-depth analysis, packed with information and insights that will help you make the sharp picks every day. Before the game, head to Oddshark.net and start playing like a sharp today.
I feel like I need a change.
It's fall at JCPenney. Get up to 50% off on select women's fashion.
I want a new blouse.
And spend $50, earn $10 in JCPenney bonus bucks.
Oh, and I need a new blazer for the office.
Add a skirt for the perfect day and night look.
I love it.
Find looks to love now and wear now at JCPenney. And get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 9/13 to 9/16. Coupon required. Subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. See store jcp.com/bonusbucks for details.
Get your PhD in back to school from Staples. Today's lesson, one stop is greater than two. Staples has everything for back to school at low prices and always in stock. So no going store to store to get everything on your list. And right now, Staples Standard View 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92 and a 12-pack of number 2 pencils is only 75 cents. Get your degree in back to school today at your local Staples, the back to school specialty store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/15/18. In-store only, limit 30.
The Missinelli Station.
Google me.
Afternoon. 97.5. The Fanatic.
All right, Callahan and Torty back. We got about 3 minutes to wrap this show up here this week in pro football. By the way, Joey T. Penn Bucknell today, 3 o'clock on ESPN Plus, right?
Absolutely.
And there's your play-by-play guy right there. All right, so forget Alabama, Ole Miss. It's Penn Bucknell, Joe Torty doing the play-by-play.
Be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it at Franklin Field.
Yeah, that's great. Me too. All right, here we go. All right, it's time for the dreaded pick segment presented by UGI. By the way, Sal Powell was presented by First Bank. I forgot to say that. And Chris Harris was presented by Concrete Cutting Systems, as I do my usual awful job here with sponsors. All right, I got the con, Joey. I was 3-0 last week, thank God. All right. I like Pittsburgh -4.5. I don't agree with Sal. I just play a little psychology here. Steelers are a different team at home. I don't know. Patrick Mahomes, first road game, tough, tough venue. I think Pittsburgh wins by a touchdown. I like Arizona +13 against the Rams. I'm the world's biggest Ram fan, I know that, but 13, that's a big number. Arizona's not that horrible. They'll get the ship righted a little bit. I think they'll stay within two touchdowns against the Rams. And I'm going to walk away from that Eagle game because I heard Sal saying it's going to be high, high 90s. That's a tough one for the Eagles in those green jerseys. I'm going to stay away from that. I'm going to take the Giants +3 at Dallas. The Giants are the better team. They have way more offensive talent than Dallas does. They always play tough, like Sal says down there. I think the Giants will win this game tomorrow night.
I was really concerned that we were going to have two of the same game. I'm glad that you went away from the Eagles game because I'm sticking with it. I like the Eagles to cover the 3. I'm not scared of it. I'll take that.
All right.
I am in line with you on Kansas City at Pittsburgh. That line is all screwed up to me. That suggests that the Steelers are going to win that game and by more than 4.5. I will take them and I will follow around the worst team in the NFL until they prove me wrong. I will take the Los Angeles Chargers -7.5 against those Buffalo Bills.
All right. I actually thought about Buffalo there, Joe, tell you the truth, because that's that 3,000-mile trip that the Chargers take. They are a notoriously horrible September team, and Buffalo might surprise them a little bit tomorrow, but who are they going to surprise anybody with? They are bereft of talent.
That's what it is.
Oh, let's try and get one. Can we get it in?
Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Let's go to Matt in Westchester. Wants to give your trivia question a crack. What's up, Matt? You have it?
Hey, guys. I'm not sure, honestly. I'm going to say Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and I'm thinking Eli Manning.
Boy, oh boy. I'll tell you what. Breeze is right. Eli's right. It's not Brady. I'll give you one more chance. One more name. Give it to me.
I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
Oh,
all
sorry, right. Matt.
Good mega, Matty.
Scorching hot.
It was Joe Flacco, of all people, was that third name. So I win. I win this week.
There you go.
About the only thing I won this week. That's
for sure. All right. We'll try harder next weekend.
All right, we'll do it. But that's it for this week in pro football. Temple football is next. Huh?
Yeah, so we will talk to you next week. Enjoyed it. For Pat Callahan, this is Joe Torti. And this week in pro football is over. Enjoy Temple football. We will talk to you next Saturday.